Why can't you fix anything? Why do things get worse? Chances are that your fix, the solution to your complaints, is making you sick or sicker. I just checked out a healing client's solution for feeling bad, an expensive spray to remove toxins from her body. The musclist said, the remedy actually puts toxins into her body and almost destroyed her liver. Almost. Because we caught it before it killed her. It is not an isolated incident or phenomenon. Water filters put harmful chemicals into your water. Supplements test, 99 out of 100 harmful. Not the main ingredient but the additives, I think, the main cause for liver failure, I hear. Medicines, we have known that for a long time, more side effects kill people than the original issue. And add that to the proliferation of misdiagnosis, you get the picture. Energy healers put attachments on you that suck away your aliveness. The rule of thumb is this. The solution to a problem is the next bigger problem, unless fixing ever-growing problems is what feeds commerce, problems commerce caused. It is based on your let me fix the symptoms ignorance. From the limited perspective of the human mind, every problem needs to be fixed. But maybe not. And maybe not the way you have been doing it. There is a fake or not fake news item about Vladimir Putin in diapers because of cancer medication. Not surprisingly, he doesn't test to have cancer. What does he have? That I can only tell if I make a full health measurement for him. But you can be sure of one thing, if he is treated for cancer, the solution will kill him. Why is this true? This whole issue that every fix results in a bigger problem to fix. Why? Because every fix is based on the idea that how it is wrong. And because nothing is wrong in reality, the kind of alteration this idea causes is a solution that ignores the integrity of what is, the integrity of reality. We could safely say, every time you say something is wrong, you are on your path to make something really unworkable. Your life, your health, your relationship, your money situation, everything. Reality is based on cause and effect. And without seeing, honoring that, without getting to the cause and operating on that level, what you'll do is try to change things on the level of the effect. And it cannot work. You are creating new causes for things that will be likely unworkable. This Putin issue is keeping me curious. I just did his whole health measurements report. He tests one in cell hydration, mitochondria, taste, his testes, and his veins, circulation, yes for illness, no for cancer. The scar on his neck tests a scar after intubation, tracheostomy, removed. But what is the illness? Because musclist points to one. He needed to be intubated to be able to breath, and that too. The cause of that is in the neck area. My hunch is that maybe he suffers from what I have, a narrowing of the esophagus. How weird is that? It is easy to imagine that one can suffocate if the food gets stuck, if it isn't going through the narrowed passage is not moving. Thus the intubation. It is incurable. Because it is a condition. Not an illness. But like anything, it can be made easier. Whether it is a condition or an illness, the job is to get to the root of the thing to be able to see what can be done. One of my client's cells weren't allowing water or nutrients into his cells. So he was becoming slowly weaker. While his blood sugar was getting higher at the same time. What feeds the cells is primarily glucose. The physician diagnosed his condition as diabetes, but it is a misdiagnosis. It was his diet full of preservatives that blocked the entry points to his cells that caused the condition. So the healing energy's job was to remove the blockages. But the energy could have worked 24/7 and not be able to do it. Without the client changing his diet, nothing would have worked. He also has gallstones. Also caused by diet. The energy can scrape the stones, until they are small so they can get through the bile ducts, but without the change in the diet, they would come back again. So here, the ultimate cause was the diet that was based on a diet myth, most likely. Most people eat with their minds. The mind that is trained by the common ideas of what is good for you, disregarding your unique ancestral history, your blood type, your lifestyle, your DNA. Almost 100% untrue. If caught in time, almost all damage is reversible. But changing your diet won't reverse the damage. Had I only given the correct diet to the client, he would have remained ill, and die slowly from cell dehydration. The healing energy was needed to reverse the damage. This is always true, says source. So you see, finding the cause of the damage is primary. And then reversing the damage is next. The energy is intelligent, but without discontinuing the cause, it is not enough. Depending on the severity of the damage, you can probably get away with just removing further damage. But most people who come to me need both removing the cause and the energy healing. The cause of a condition, like what Putin and I seem to have, was in the past. So the solution for him and for me is to eat small meals, and chew the food thoroughly and consume it with enough liquids. Drink your food and chew your water. But the damage is done and cannot be reversed. Same with my frostbitten right hand. Irreversible damage. Or my wrist that broke. We could say, safely, that the majority of your issues have improper eating, and other lifestyle causes. Second main cause is forcefulness. A mindset issue. And the third is some condition, an accident, or a condition you were born with. So what should you do now that you read this article? Get your health measurements. Learn from the client's mistake who thought that just because 14 months earlier she was kind of fine, that won't change. And now she is incurable. Remember that change is constant. And being vigilant is mandatory if you want to be well. Not paranoid. Vigilant. Aware. Awake. Stop sleepwalking and talking yourself out of vigilance. Get your health measurements. One of my readers asked for a challenge where she could get present at will, and she would notice when she is not present. She, like me, lives in a culture that is not her native culture. She is from Eastern Europe, like myself. Why this is important? I am not sure, but it gives me an added reason why to care about her welfare, if I can. My muscle test of her health said that she had a tumor growing in one of her organs. So I recommended that she starts using the big bundle urgently. She ignored my recommendation. I am not a doctor, so I cannot just email her telling her what I saw in her health measurements, unless I want to go to jail. So I had been waiting and waiting for her to resurface. Her request to be taught to be present is a useful one. Especially being present is connected to eating. There is a video on YouTube of an Indian dude, a popular actor there. He went, some 7 years ago, to this clinic in Austria where he was taught to eat mindfully. When I say mindfully, you have no idea what I am saying, do you? I am learning it myself. At this clinic they made him promise to chew every bite he ate 40 times, or more. Chew it until the food became liquid. And then chew his beverage until it completely mixed with saliva. So given my stomach troubles, I have tried this method. And to the degree I've done it, it's not easy, and not automatic at all. To that same degree my stomach troubles have disappeared. I have been doing it for the fourth day today. I have managed to do it 50%. Depending on the food, I found it more or less doable. I am thinking of this both as a challenge and a learning a skill challenge. And also a project. It seems a perfect challenge topic. The guy stayed at this clinic for I think 10 days. So if I ever wanted to do a public challenge, it would have to be a 10-day challenge, or longer. The instructions are simple. Chew every bite at least 40 times. Do not have the next bite prepared in your hand or on your fork because it makes you swallow what is in your mouth too soon. And do not add any liquid to your mouth while you are chewing. Allow saliva to moisten the food in your mouth. It will help you liquefy it, and it will help it to be more digestible. This dude was told that your entire life can be turned around by just this one habit. I literally don't know anyone who eats this way. Even people who say they eat really slowly eat slowly because they aren't present to eating. Aren't present to 99% of their lives. They eat slowly because they are in their heads. If you eat this way, cancer would not have any opening to enter your body. Chewing, just robotically chewing enough. It isn't the whole thing, you actually need to be present to your experience. Present to the taste, to the texture, to the feelings while you are chewing it. I have a hunch that starting becoming present through eating this way is a great way to actually making getting present a habit in other areas of life. I noticed that in these past 3 days, it was easier for me to become present when I wanted to sleep. Normally it takes me about 2 hours to fall asleep. These last 3 nights I fell asleep in a few minutes. Whether this will last or not, I don't know. But this has, already, given me back 6 hours, so I am grateful. I also noticed that my vertigo, that was getting worse in the past 2 weeks, just stopped yesterday in the afternoon. Wow. Just like that. I am also craving food less. So without making it a challenge now, here is the video I learned what to do from. I copied it from YouTube, because there it had some 12 commercial breaks in it. Today I have suddenly, again, a choice, offer the fulfillment/process/project challenge, or should I offer the drink your food, chew your water challenge? Please vote. If you care to vote, your vote will count. Please post 1. Fulfillment 2. Drink your food challenge. Turns out that when you eat normally, meaning fast, without proper chewing, without being mindful, present, to your eating, you are the main cause of your toxicity. Not what you eat. Not how much you eat. Also not some chemicals from the food. You. Not chewing properly, not eating mindfully. So whether you are a slow eater, or a wolfing your food down person, you can have unknown number of benefits from drinking your food and chewing your water. One of those benefits will be an unexpected altered relationship to the energy products you already have. You'll be mindful using them, instead of leaving it to them, expecting them to do what they can. Like with your food. Like with my articles, workshops, coaching. You'll learn to be co-creative, which is the name of the game. Which is the attitude, the mentality, the relationship you need to have with everything. If you want to be able to be well, and getting everything you can out of all you've got. I think that getting everything could be a great name for the challenge if and when we'll do it.